Today is the deadline for the World Bank Board of Member Countries to nominate a candidate for their next president. Traditionally, they nominate the person suggested by the US president. If confirmed, President George Bush's nominee, Robert Zoellick, will need to regain trust and mend frayed relations inside the bank after the controversial rule of Paul Wolfowitz. We asked the head of the International Economics Programme at Chatham House, Paolo Subacci, if Zoellick can win the nomination and restore the bank's integrity.
I think, frankly, the episode which led to the departure of the previous president was, frankly, a quite trivial one. I don't think, actually, he has to do very much on the integrity of the bank, which has had an agenda, anti-corruption agenda, for a long, long time, and he tried to be very careful and implement this agenda. I think I will talk more about confidence in the bank, because that's what is the problem at the moment. And the fact that a powerful institution which actually has been trumpeting the issue of corruption in developing countries for the last 10 years have got trapped into a similar issue, no matter how trivial it was, I think that was show a lack of confidence in, created some lack of confidence in the World Bank, and it sort of tarnishes image. I think that would be more the problem rather than talking about integrity itself.